from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then, yeah, the Royals play last night. A little disappointing.
Most now, people's team, Missouri.
I would assume.
No, I think the number's always been about 50% KU, 25% Missouri, 20% Kansas State, and the rest everybody else.
Fair enough. Kansas State will play Saturday on this station at 4 o'clock, 96.5 The Fan. Actually, it'll be on 610 a.m., but then they will continue once the Royals are done, which will be for a while, because I hate to break this to you, Royals going to be playing some playoff baseball. I know last night might have stung a little bit, maybe for different reasons. Lucas Irsic getting hurt, Vinny Pasquantino getting hurt. It looked painful. It looks like it could be some time before we see Vinny back. We don't know anything officially yet, but it looked like a very limp hand. Looked a little scary at the time, because those plays, they always seem to happen in the MLB season. You just hope it doesn't happen to you when it has those bang-bang plays at first, a little bit of an errant throw. But it is what it is. You got to grind through the season. You've only lost one against Houston. You're still in second place in the Central. You're only a game and a half behind Cleveland. You have a 2-game lead on the Minnesota Twins, and you're only 3 games out of the top spot in all of the American League. So, Vern, I went on a rant this morning. I couldn't believe the text message you were getting. I had a couple cigarettes. I'm calm. Welcome to Fresca. Dude, I had to do it, man. I'm sorry.
You do what you got to do. I don't care.
I couldn't take it, man. People thought the season was over.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Listen, I don't understand this being resigned to the fact that the Royals are going to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, either you respect this stretch and you respect their opponents, and man, we've just been around too long to act like a 5.5-game lead on the Boston Red Sox is insurmountable with 27 to play, especially with the uncertainty of your number 3 hitter and the only reliever that you trust right now. Keep in mind, this team hasn't been able to replace, and it's understandable, this team hasn't been able to replace the loss of Hunter Renfro's bat, right? Mm-hmm. You're running Dairon Blanco and Frazier and whoever you have out there in right field. Garrett Hampson last night's out there in right field. So you're missing the 800 OPS of Hunter Renfro that dates back to the beginning of May. Vinny Pasquantino's OPS since the All-Star break is near 850. The guy's hitting 300. He is. Last night you lost possibly a quarter of your most important players. To me, there's 8 guys on this team that must perform at an all-star level if this team's going to track down Cleveland. And honestly, if this team is going to get to the postseason, and you lost 2 of them last night, we'll see how long. Mm-hmm. But if it's any extended period of time, man, I'm not fully panicked, but I'm thinking about canceling Christmas.
Wow. So you really are that upset if they were to lose Vinny for an extended period? Let's talk Vinny first, okay? Then we'll get into Irsic. But let's talk Vinny first. If they do lose Vinny for an extended period of time, Vern, what is your backup plan? I've seen some people on the text line, well, September call-ups are happening. They never amount to anything. Prado hasn't been here all year. Like, what would you do in that situation? We kind of bantered about talking about potentially moving, you know, Paul DeJong over to first base if you have to.
Right now, it's Salvi every day at first base. It's Freddie behind the dish, and I'm calling up Austin Nola. Maybe when you expand the roster coming up this weekend, maybe then you bring up a Nick Prado. But like you said, man, that doesn't really instill much confidence. And the reason why, yes, I understand the boys are 15 games above 500, and all the things that you said, Dusty, you're right, but It's three with Houston, three with Cleveland, the Twins, and then the New York Yankees. And the thing that Vinny does well is hit good pitching. And that's what you're going to see down the line is consistent, good pitching, right? That's why the Yankees are at the top of their division. That's why Cleveland, their bullpen, is at the top of its division. We've already seen what Pablo Lopez can do. And man, Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby, BDS, have just done so much of the heavy lifting this season to remove one of them. Who picks up the slack?
Yeah.
And when you say pick up the slack, it's not do what you've been doing because, you know, MJ Melendez is hitting .304 in August. Paul DeJong's been outstanding since joining the Royals. Michael Massey, Michael Garcia, they're all hitting well. But if you lose Vinny, I need more. Who in this lineup do you say, all right, you must deliver more moving forward, more than what they're already doing? I just don't see how you piecemeal it together to replace a guy in Vinny that's second in baseball, hitting .360 with runners in scoring position, a guy that leads baseball with 30 runs driven in his last 28 games. There's a reason why a team that we all felt as if was destined for the postseason, this guy's hit third in just about every single game. I don't know many teams that can lose the number three hitter and not miss a beat. The Royals are going to be stung if Vinny's out for any extended period of time. And I don't think he's replaceable.
Okay, so that being said, that's on the field. What about inside that locker room? What kind of devastating blow is it to have this? I don't even know what the right word to use is. Glue guy, team guy, like all around
the
nice
mouthpiece.
Dude. That's like losing Hosmer back in the day if you did, right?
Yeah. Vinny exudes confidence. I think he has a way of putting into words what the clubhouse is thinking. But, you know, Vinny was also a part of the 106-loss team last year. He is coming off an injury. For as important as his voice and his attitude are, you know, this clubhouse still falls in line behind Waka, Lugo, Salvi, Hunter Renfroe, the veterans. You know, for as great as Vinny has been, especially of late, he, too, like Bobby, like MJ, like a lot of these guys, were all embarking on a postseason push for the first time in their career. And I think it was written all over Vinny's face as he was coming off the field. You could see the shock. You could see the pain. You could also see the disappointment of what could be taken from him down the stretch. As, like I mentioned, the guy's hitting so very well, but you could see the youth all over his face. So the way that he was feeling coming off the field, you know, Bobby and Massey and his buddies inside the clubhouse are feeling the same way. And yeah, they can try and rally around him, and we could say all the cute things of, okay, next man up, and the vet's got to do this, and that guy's got to do that. Sometimes talent is talent, and Vinny's one of the most talented bats in the sport. You can't replace that.
So you bring up, you know, what can you do to replace it? And the theories that I've put together, as much as I try to follow this team, and I know you believe in me when I say that, is it seems like some of the fan base is going to get what they want in a weird way. Salvador Perez, I think, could play a little bit more first base. Freddie Fermin catches. That's obviously the big replacement fill-in. The other one I think you could see is, maybe I'm wrong here, Vern, do you see like Paul DeJong playing some first base? You put Michael Garcia back at third where he's comfortable, and then your infield is Garcia, Bobby, Michael Massey, Paul DeJong, catcher is Sal or Freddie Fermin, and then you put Sal in the DH role when he's not playing first base. Is that kind of where you would see this kind of go if Vinny is not available?
Well, first of all, Q doesn't run out the same lineup every single day. This isn't 14-15, so there is no set infield. Massey doesn't play every day because of that second, because of that back. But yeah, I mean, Bobby's your shortstop. I mean, yeah, you know the team. They're still going to mix and match, but line it up however you want. You don't have Vinny Pasquantino, and there is no replacement. Yeah, Salvi at first, Freddie behind the dish. You know, platoon at second base, a platoon at third, Bobby at short. You know the team. But there is just a gigantic hole in the lineup. Okay, defensively, maybe they don't take a gigantic step back, even though, let's keep in mind, this defense over the course of the first eight games of this Riptide, they've made 9 errors in 8 games. You know, they're Bobby's dropped a ball. Massey's dropped a ball. We've had misreads from every single outfielder so far over the course of this Riptide. Look, the standard has dropped. In Cleveland against Philly and last night against Houston, the things that got you to 15 games above 500, your rotation, your defense, your base running have all been subpar compared to the standard set over the first 100-plus games this season. Another part of the standard was Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi coming through clutch 80% of the time. So if your standard of pitching, defense, and base running is now falling short and you lose Vinny Pasquantino, line it up however you want. A lot of things need to get cleaned up, and it's going to be difficult when you're going up against Framber Valdez and Yusei Kikuchi and Garrett Cole and Pablo Lopez. Again, Royals fans, pack a lunch for these final 27. It is going to be bumpy.
All right, let's talk about Ursig now, too. I know his two outings were a little bit rocky, but he's been very stable since you got him over there. If he's out for an extended period of time, what does that do to the bullpen now?
Man, well, I mean, you're already without Hunter Harvey, and his absence was glaring in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
To lose a guy in Lucas Ursig is not as demoralizing as losing your number three. And I guess it's not as demoralizing as losing Bobby, Salvi, or any of your big four starting pitchers, but he's next in line. I can't think of another position player outside of BDS that's more important than Lucas Ursig. Suddenly James MacArthur's stretch of nine straight scoreless appearances, that could be put to the test. You know, Chris Bubich looked good last night,
yeah,
facing the bottom of the Cleveland lineup, but he's going to continue to get more opportunities. A loss of Lucas Ursig, what it does, Bob, is just return us to where we were in the first half of the season, where you're looking at Lugo, Reagans, Waka, and Singer and saying, I need you to be great. You know, I need you to get back to your Cy Young form, your all-star form, if you're Waka or Singer. It just continues to put more pressure on the guys that have been doing the heavy lifting. Now, as we prepare for this final month of the season, there's nothing wrong with this team falling short, if that's ultimately what happens, especially when you take into account just how much of the heavy lifting Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny have done, just how much of the heavy lifting the rotation has done, how much of the carrying of the offense those big three have done, how much carrying of the team this rotation has done. So if they can't keep it up for a full 162, it's understandable. The fact that this rotation and those three bats have brought this team to where we're at the end of August, coming off a 106 loss season, is remarkable. It's historic. If they finish this off, possibly without Vinny, without Lucas Ursig, if they still find their way into the postseason, not only is it historic, it's jaw-dropping. It's legendary. If you lose these guys and they're still able to overcome it, this team will have my lifetime respect.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think, Vinny loss would be tough to overcome. Ursig loss even tougher, to overcome, in that situation. But
and you're already without Lorenzen,
yeah,
Harvey, Renfro. It's you're asking a lot of a team that has already given you a lot and is already delivered more than I think the sum of their parts.
Right. So, Vern, we yesterday, we asked you to come on because we were having a conversation about, Brady Singer and where he kind of fits into this postseason situation. He pitched really well yesterday. I'm not going to go great. He pitched well yesterday, did a nice job yesterday, gave you an opportunity to win a ball game. Really good, I thought. But for me, yesterday we were having the conversation, if you have a five-game series, I don't believe, in my opinion, that Singer is one of the three starters that you would use, and I don't know if he makes the first-round postseason roster. Yeah. Where do you stand on Brady Singer?
Yeah, I thought you made a good point.
Thank you.
If Ursig, and again, this was prior to the injury, if Ursig
right.
and Harvey and Lorenzen are healthy, then I'm with you. Yeah, I could see Brady Singer being left off that first-round playoff roster. I'm a nerd, so I dove into the numbers after hearing your conversation, just looking at what these starters have done this season against the 11 other teams that are currently in line to make the postseason. Cole Reagans has made a dozen starts against playoff teams. His ERA is just a shade above 4. Lugo's made 11 starts against playoff teams. His ERA is just under 4.5. Waka, same thing, just under 4.5 in 6 starts. And then Brady has the highest ERA against current playoff teams at 4.8. You also take into account what the matchup is, right? If you're facing Boston, they got a bunch of lefties. Of course, you're not going to start Brady Singer. But as currently constructed, with the possibility of no Urseg and no Hunter Harvey, and maybe no Michael Lorenzen, if you make it to the postseason, you're going to find a spot for Brady Singer, even if it's as a right-handed reliever out of the bullpen. But again, that's only because so much has changed over the past 24 hours. But when you guys were discussing that yesterday, I'm with you. But I think those numbers, you know, every starter has an ERA north of 4 against these playoff teams. That to me is just the latest example of why this Royals team, as currently constructed, especially with these injuries, is so much, in my opinion, better equipped for the regular season, more so than the playoffs. Because in the playoffs, I don't know if I want anyone facing anyone a third time. Most teams are not going to allow their starting pitcher to face the opposing hitters a third time. You're going to go to the bullpen and start bringing out your big dogs. Royals right now don't have any big dogs. In fact, because of that quality opponent that you're going to be seeing throughout the postseason, it all of a sudden brings your rotation down a little bit. You know, Brady, Waka, Reagans, Lugo, ERAs in the 4, that's no way to win in October. The way you win in October is a bunch of high leverage, high octane arms, and hitters that can come through in big spots. Last night you lost one of each, a high octane reliever and a hitter that loves the big spot.
One thing I want to bring up with you, Vern, is two of your points you just made. You're going to get to see a lot of charisma from this team, or a chance to see that, because it's Lugo and Reagans the next two night going against Houston, first place team, a team that will be a playoff team that you'll have to battle against. Also, to follow up that question, Vinny always hitting third in the lineup. Does Sal move to third, and then who would move into that fourth slot?
Again, I think it goes by matchup. Okay. Well, number 4, I think, goes by matchup. But yes, bump Salvi up to the 3 spot. Tonight you're facing Framber Valdez. Mm-hmm. I would think it would be Paul DeJong hitting cleanup, protecting Salvador Perez. Again, you need Hunter Renfroe to get back. You want MJ Melendez to stay hot. But I just move everyone up. And, I mean, that means Kyle Isbell's hitting 7th. I love Izzy, but he's not a 7 hitter. He's a 9 hitter. Let's go, boys.
Sounds like you need some positivity in your life. You need to come over to the patio after the game tonight or something, bud.
Yeah, if I'm in a good mood. I mean, if they lose, drinking beers isn't going to make me feel any better. It's just going to send me into a depression spiral.
You have whiskey and tequila, Vern.
Yeah.
Fighting. I'll fight somebody. Give me that dark liquor, man. I'm fighting somebody.
Well, it's also the state of Missouri, so we have other things.
Vern, let me ask you that. Only in Missouri? Let me ask you this, though. We're looking at a team that's played great all season long, exceeded expectations. Let's say this thing does turn south and doesn't end up in the postseason, right? Just for argument's sake, for conversation's sake here, right? Mm-hmm. If it doesn't end up in the postseason, you got to still walk away from the season going, this organization's on a great track forward. They took so many good steps in the right direction, and now it's go time, right?
Yeah, and I think that's all written on the Executive of the Year award that ultimately will sit on the desk of J.J. Piccolo. Look, if there's anything that I take away from this season, it's, it really looks like you're in good hands, Royals fans. If you just look at what this front office has done over the past year and a half, they won this year's deadline. Right, you can't take into account Urseg getting hurt the way that he did, or Lorenzen getting hurt the way that he did. I guess you could count Harvey getting hurt, but you could make a case that if the Royals, Vinny stays healthy and Urseg stays healthy, if they win the division, the reason why they win the division is because of what they did at the deadline, juxtaposed to what Cleveland didn't do at the deadline. Right, Lane Thomas has done nothing for him. Alex Cobb is already banged up. But, yeah, J.J. won this year's trade deadline. I think he won this past year's offseason with the signings of Lugo and Waka and Renfroe and the clubhouse changers and Will Smith and Chris Stratton. And then last year he won the trade deadline with Cole Reagan. So just as Chiefs fans have learned, there's nothing more important than the quarterback and the head coach in the NFL, but boy, if you have a good general manager, you're going to stay consistent, even if you are paying your quarterback a ton. In baseball, the general manager is even more important. I think he's the most important man or woman in the sports. and it seems like you have a good one, and if you have a good general manager and an aggressive owner, then you can do what Cleveland and Milwaukee and Tampa have done over the past decade and a half, and that is stay competitive consistently. And as I compare them to Cleveland, to Tampa, and Milwaukee, I know John Sherman would push back and say, I don't see those teams paying anybody $300 million. You know, don't lump us in with the small market, penny-pinching teams. We'll spend when it's time to spend. And when you have a general manager to go alongside them like this, yeah, you have to feel great as a Royals fan.
And if the Royals do end up keeping and overcoming this loss with Vinny potentially and Ursig, who's the guy that you're looking at that you're saying, all right, that's the dude that steps up?
Well, if the Royals win the division, Bobby has to be the MVP. If the Royals make it to the postseason, MJ jumps out to me because you can at least rely on him to be in the lineup every single day. They need that speed of Michael Garcia causing havoc on the base paths, and they need Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans to lock it back into that Cy Young form. So that's how good Vinny is. I can't pick one person to pick up the slack. It's a combination of three or four.
Well, I'll pick up the fan base because my ship is still sailing blue skies and I'm still positive.
I love your attitude,
well,
Dusty,
you should,
man. Wish I had that right
you
now.
You need it, baby. You need it. If you want it, come on the pregame show. I'm here all night and I'll be there Saturday. Vern, take care. Get some sleep. Wake up with a little bit more sunshine in your life, buddy, because it's playoff baseball season.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Come on, Vern.
I'll take your word for it.
Come on, it ain't over yet. You got plenty of time. 27 games. That's Josh Fernandez Royals Insider.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Vern, we'll talk to you. We'll listen to you tonight.
Appreciate it, buddy.
At 6 o'clock as they get ready for game two of these four.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.